Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Good evening, radio listeners. Welcome once again to our broadcast, Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. It is our privilege to have you. Do you remember that man in the Bible, Abraham? Yes, and his wife, Sarah. Do you remember how old they were before they had their first child together? Abraham believed a promise that God had given him for many, many years, and yet he was getting old, and that promise didn't seem as if it was coming through. Today, we'll be looking at the kind of faith that pleases God. So let's just join Pastor Muirhead now as we listen to an excerpt from the message entitled, The Faith That Pleases God.
The first thing I want us to note in Romans 4, in verse 18, praise God, it says, against all hope, praise God, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Praise God. Amen. So, faith is, you know, you believe what God says, even when in the natural, there is no hope. Amen. And I like when the Bible says, against all hope, Abraham believed. Amen. And that's what I love about God. Amen. When things seem hopeless, when everybody is saying, no, 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 because you know what God has said, you can believe. Amen? That's what I love about serving God. The Bible says that we walk not by sight. Amen? I love that. We walk not by sight, but by faith. We walk by what God says in His Word. Hallelujah. Not by what is happening, not by what people are saying, but by God's Word. Praise God. Abraham in hope believed. Praise God. What about your situation? Are you going through a situation that seems hopeless? Well, all is not lost. If we accept and believe the story of Abraham and how God worked in Abraham's life, if we believe Brother Sadiq's story, regardless of how hopeless your situation is, as long as you have a word from God, you can believe. Amen. That's the key, to have a word from God. Amen. When you have a word from God, you can hope. Praise God. You can hope and you can believe. Praise God. You see, hope in God is based on a word. What God's word says. Our hope is rooted in what God's word says. You know, every Sunday, I'm going to be reading 2 Timothy 3:16. We're going to read it together. Amen? Because the truth is that all scripture, everything in the Bible is God-breathed. What does that mean? It means that it is inspired by God, that not one word in the Bible was written by man that was not inspired by God, that was not instructed by God. Now, some people say that it's not so. Some people say, is man write the Bible? Amen? Well, they are partially right. Man wrote the Bible, but man wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen? In other words, God told them what to write. So, when you have a word from God, let me tell you, you have all reason to hope. Amen? And what God is saying this morning is, regardless of what your situation is, hope in God. Amen? You get a word from God. As long as you have a word from God, as long as you have a word from God, you hold on to that word. Don't run ahead of God. Don't try and help out God. As we will see, Abraham's wife Sarah tried to help out God. She got impatient and she tried to help out God, and it caused a lot of trouble. In fact, until this day, trouble is still taking place. Praise God. Amen. So, praise God. The second thing that I want us to note in verse 19 is that it says, without weakening in his faith. And I wanted to take note of that. God's perspective of Abraham is that he never weakened in faith. But when you look at Genesis through the human eyes, it looks different. Amen? It says, without weakening in faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes we as Christians, we are sick. And somebody say, you're sick? He say, no man, I'm healed. Well, you're not healed yet. But you know, Abraham, he faced the fact. He looked the situation straight in the eye and he acknowledged that something was wrong. Amen. He acknowledged that something was wrong. Praise God. You know, we don't have to be super spiritual, you know, to be people of faith. We don't have to be super spiritual. You know, sometimes we're so super spiritual that we look stupid to the ungodly. But praise God. He says that without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Amen? Praise God. Now at 100 years old, you're not supposed to have children. I mean, you're not producing the goods to have children. Amen? And Sarah is 90 or whatever, and she's just not producing the goods either. He faced the fact. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, some people at 100, they are saying, I'm young and I'm ready. Praise the Lord. But you need to face the fact. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. At 100, Abraham said, boy, I'm as good as dead. You face the fact. And we need to do that. We need to face the fact. Our situation seems as good as dead. But thank God, it doesn't stop there, sir. Amen? It does not stop there, sir. I love that. When you face the fact that you are sick, when you face the fact that there's a problem in your family, when you face the fact that there's a need for money, when you face the fact, you are not condemning yourself to do. You need to understand that. Amen? Abraham didn't stop there. Praise God. Verse 21, it says, let's read 20 and come up. It says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. Amen. So he had a promise from God. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. He faced the fact that his wife was so old that in the natural she can't give birth to a child. She can't get pregnant. There's nothing there to get pregnant with. Face the fact. Amen. But he had a promise from God. Amen. He had a promise from God. Praise God. And I thank God that Brother Siddiqui did not go to the ministry of health without a promise from God. Amen. Understand this. Thank God for his faith. But understand that his faith was not built, was not founded upon his character. But his faith was founded on a promise from God. Believing a promise from God. Amen. And that's what, you know, that's what Abraham was doing. He had a promise from God. And what's this? It says, yet he did not waver through unbelief, verse 20, regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen, there are times when God seems to be taking long. Amen. Seems to be taking long. But we have to be strengthened in our faith during that period. Amen. And one of the ways in strengthening our faith is to give glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand and say, praise God. Hallelujah. Not now, but I'm talking when you're strengthening yourself. Amen. You know, say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I feel like giving up, but Lord, I have a promise from you. I have a word from you, Lord. I'm going to hold on to that word, Lord. Amen. We need to strengthen our faith. The worst thing we can do is to be silent and just lie down and make the devil fill up our minds with doubt. Amen. We need to give glory to God. Amen. Praise God. And then watch this. In verse 21 it says, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. I love that. Amen. You see, to be a man of faith or a woman of faith, you have to know your God. You have to understand the God that you're dealing with. The God that we're dealing with is not like a man. He's not like a man. He made man. And Abraham was fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he promised. Amen. And may I say something? There's nothing, no need that you have in your life that is beyond God. There's no situation in your life, no circumstance that God does not have the power to deal with. And God wants you to be fully persuaded that what he has promised you, he can do it. Amen. He can do it. That's why he's a miracle working God.
How about you? What is your faith like? Are you fully persuaded that God will come through in your situation? Are you hoping like Abraham against all hope? God indeed is a miracle working God. He will come through for you as he did with Abraham. Just hold on to his word. Let us pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for all those whom you have spoken to through this word. I thank you, Lord, for encouraging them. I thank you, Lord God, for renewing their hope in you, Lord. And I pray for those who do not know you, Lord, that they will begin to put their hope and their trust in you. Lord, I pray, O God, that indeed you will give us the faith of God to believe the very words that you have spoken to us. Lord, I continue to pray for those who are hurting, those whose hearts, Lord Jesus, are broken. I pray that you will heal them and that you will deliver them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you once again for tuning into our broadcast. We would like to hear from you. We continue to invite you to drop us a line. Write to us at Healing the Brokenhearted, care of 39 Shortwood Road, Kingston 8. Or you may email us at upperroomcommunitychurch@gmail.com. So until next time, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Mirhead, wishing you all a faith-filled evening. God bless you.